And it's around this time too, and a very notorious deed took place. And sometimes, on this case, we'll start somewhere in the middle. And I will tell you now of a killing that took place just outside of Carndonagh on the road, on the Mavilla Road. And it's just, if those that know the area, it's just on the bridge before you approach the Tullamore Bar. Okay? And the killing took place there of one William Balfour. Okay? Now, the reasons why he had to be killed stemmed from the year previous. Norton Butler of Grouse Hall, Glenealy. He was a rent collector. He was also somewhat aiding the revenue men and the yeomanry there. Okay, so he took it on himself to get these distillers out of business. Now, as I say, he lived in Grouse Hall, but he had estates. He had a farm over Killert and Mallon as well. And I think some of these people are still living in the Carndonagh area. However, so with renewed vigour and effort, he took on the distillers. And he must have been having some success, because the distillers among themselves raised a sum of £40, and they put that on the head of Norton Butler. So who would carry out this deed? There was two men volunteered for the job. There were two brothers, William and Daniel McGuinness. Now, they already had a grudge against Norton Butler. He had caused to be hung one of their own neighbours for somewhat similar activity. It is said that he fired at Norton Butler, and others said he didn't. But anyway, it doesn't matter. He was taken to Lifford Jail, and I think he was this young guy of 18, McConnell Logue was his name. He was hung within a fortnight. You know, his grave, I know where his grave is. He's buried at the back of Bochan Church. It's unmarked, except that it's a raised mound, and it's generally accepted that this is where young McConnell Logue is buried. However, Daniel and William McGuinness set about stalking Norton Butler. And one night, late summer, they were around the Norton Butler's farm in Grouse Hall, and spotted the good Mr. Butler and fired on him. Now, just, and of course, they got out of there pretty fast. But before Norton Butler died, he identified his two assailants. So there was a hue and cry up to capture these guys. They took off and they headed into Glenaganon, which would have been the real badlands of the area. This is where the distillers held sway. However, they were betrayed. And the guy who went to collect, there was actually £200 on their heads at this stage. And Balfour was deemed to be guilty of betraying them. So they were taken, and in quick fashion, Lifford Jail, and they were hung. Now, they all belonged to the same secret society of the area. It went further than that then. They decided the authorities would put on £20 on the head of any member that be identified as a member of the same society. So, as the guys themselves, they got a bit wary of this as well. The new Balfour had informed on the McGuinness brothers, and sure enough, they were pretty sure any one of them would be next. Balfour had taken up residence in Carndonagh and was walking out in an October evening by one of his friends towards Glenaganon Bridge, as they call it there, just before you come to the Tullamore. At a signal from the friend that he had been with, this would be friend now in inverted commas, someone stepped from the shadows and struck William Balfour. As he fell into the ground, he was dragged to the river that goes around the back of the pub that's there now. And in the field there, there's some accounts saying there's about 200 people there. Other accounts say there was 5. All of which were obliged to strike or stab him. And they did. They threw the remains of William Balfour into the river. And again, another search was ordered for Glenageinan. It is said that there's people disappeared from Glenageinan that evening and never went back. Such was the, you know, this is how the establishment, you know, were reacting. Whether it because of the first two that they got, but there was a Bradley and a McElhaney taken for the killing of William Balfour. Again, Liffer Jail, same story, quick trial and hung. Another amazing end to this here, if you were keeping count of the death toll there from young McConnell Logue, you see it was a pretty bloody year in the Carindonagh area, all due to poaching. Okay, but another remarkable thing about it is, when I was researching that story in Glenageinan, even the oldest people I talked to didn't know anything about it. Such was the degree of silence that had taken over. No one knew anything. It had completely gone from memory. So that, I'm telling you, that's the darker side of, you know, of the poaching trade at the time. And I suppose, you know, it's not hard to... That's a fan of mine in the background. it's not hard, you know, you can draw a parallel to what's happening in Ireland today with the drug culture, turf wars, you know, informants, slayings, you know. So this is what, you know, this is what you must always, I suppose, guard against, you know, when you romanticise something